With Montana news, I'm Cole Grant. An interim committee is sending five bills meant to blunt the economic impact of a partial closure of Colstrip's coal-fired power plant to the Montana legislature. Included in the package is a plan to charge coal plant co-owners Talon Energy and Puget Sound Energy millions of dollars in taxes and fees for 10 years following the closure, which is planned for 6 years from now. Republican Senator Dwayne Ankeny of Colstrip drafted the package that advanced today. He says it's meant to ensure that the communities around Colstrip are treated fairly by the companies that promise them permanent employment. Democratic Representative Christopher Pope warned against passing measures that would discourage future investment. A state judge has ordered DNA testing on several pieces of evidence collected during the investigation of a 1994 homicide in the Helena area. Two men serving life sentences for kidnapping and killing Donna Mahar after robbing the Jackson Creek Saloon in Montana City argue that they are innocent, and DNA testing could prove someone else was responsible. A legal team for Freddie Joe Lawrence and Paul Jenkins petitioned for the testing in July of 2015. The Montana Innocence Project says District Judge Kathy Seeley ordered the testing last week, but that it could take months to complete. The Attorney General's office has said it reopened the investigation based on new information that came to light after the petition was filed. Seeley ordered that information to be turned over to attorneys for Lawrence and Jenkins within 60 days. The Montana Little Shell Tribe of Chippewa Indians has sought federal recognition for almost four decades. As Edward O'Brien reports, tribal officials say they're now the closest they've ever been to that elusive goal.
The House Natural Resources Committee this week passed legislation that includes federal recognition of the Little Shell Tribe. That's the first time it's ever made it out of a House committee. Tribal Chairman Gerald Gray describes its passage as a groundbreaking milestone.
It's been a long time coming, and it's really important, and it's simple. For us, it really truly is about dignity and about the federal government acknowledging a government relationship with my tribe.
Federal designations formally recognize tribes as sovereign nations and provides federal resources like housing, medical care, and education. Republican Congressman Ryan Zinke sponsored the bill in the House. He says he'll continue to support it as a standalone provision. If it passes the full House, it will join a companion bill that's already passed out of a Senate committee. Little Shell Chair Gerald Gray.
We're very optimistic right now because they're bipartisan.
For all their ideological differences, Representative Zinke and his Democratic challenger Denise Juno agree on the Little Shell issue. Both say the tribe deserves federal recognition, as do Senators John Tester and Steve Daines. The state of Montana recognized the Little Shell tribe in 2000. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Montana has reopened a short stretch of the Yellowstone River to fishing, boating, and other activities after officials reported not finding any more dead mountain whitefish there in the last week. The roughly 4-mile section that reopened today is at the south end of the Paradise Valley. All recreational activity remains prohibited along a 47-mile stretch of the Yellowstone that ends east of Livingston.
I'm Freddie Menars. A state judge has ordered DNA testing on several pieces of evidence collected during the investigation of a 1994 homicide in the Helena area. Two men serving life sentences for kidnapping and killing Donna Mahar after robbing the Jackson Creek Saloon in Montana City argue they are innocent and DNA testing could prove someone else was responsible. A legal team for Freddie Joe Lawrence and Paul Jenkins petitioned for the testing in July of 2015. The Montana Innocence Project says District Judge Kathy Seeley ordered the testing last week, but that it could take months to complete. The Attorney General's office has said it reopened the investigation based on new information that came to light after the petition was filed. Seeley ordered that information to be turned over to attorneys for Lawrence and Jenkins within 60 days. A Ronan man was injured when the ultralight aircraft he was piloting landed hard and flipped onto its top. Lake County Sheriff Don Bow says the aircraft came down in a field near the pilot's home this afternoon. His family witnessed the crash. Bow says it was the first time the man had flown the aircraft. Bow says the man suffered a cut on his head, but he didn't know what other injuries he might have. He was taken to the hospital in Ronan. The westbound lanes of I-90 east of Missoula between mile markers 117 and 118 are closed, as is the eastbound passing lane. The westbound traffic is being routed from Clinton to Tura on the frontage road. The lanes closed around 2 o'clock this afternoon due to a fatal accident. Glacier National Park is on track to set a new annual visitation record before the year is up after welcoming nearly 2 million visitors to the park this summer. The Daily Intern Lake reports the National Park Service released figures yesterday that show Glacier set an August visitation record this year with over 735,000 visitors. That came after record-setting months for attendance in May, June, and July. Glacier's year-to-date visitation is up 18% from the same time last year, with over 2 million visitors to the park so far. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Freddie Menares.